This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Two climate laws stand. Another goes. Proposition 4 water lobbying ramps up. Administration all in on biofuels. Court rejects bid to block climate disclosure laws. U.S. District Court for the Central District of California has denied a motion by Western Growers, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the California Chamber of Commerce, and other business groups seeking a preliminary injunction against two landmark state climate disclosure laws. SB 253 requires large corporations to report greenhouse gas emissions across their supply chains. SB 261 mandates climate-related financial risk reports. The business groups argued the laws were unconstitutional and would impose heavy compliance costs. They asked the court to block enforcement while the lawsuit proceeds. Judge Mary Murgia rejected that request last week, finding that the plaintiffs had not demonstrated they were likely to succeed on the merits of their claims or that they would suffer irreparable harm. The ruling allows the Air Resources Board to continue developing regulations to implement the two measures. Keep in mind, absent further court action, the reporting rules are set to begin phasing in for companies with annual revenues over $1 billion in 2026. And on that note, the Federal Trade Commission has reached a settlement with heavy-duty truck engine manufacturers that prohibits them from entering into future regulatory agreements with California on vehicle emission standards. The agency alleges the companies colluded with CARB in a 2018 deal that advanced stricter emission rules, limiting competition and potentially raising costs for fleets. Under the agreement, the manufacturers must avoid similar packs going forward, but can still comply with state or federal regulations. Water districts urge swift Proposition 4 spending. A coalition of local water agencies last week called on California lawmakers to promptly adopt a spending plan for Proposition 4, the state's $10 billion climate bond approved by voters in November 2024. The coalition emphasized that delayed implementation risk, postponing shovel-ready projects vital for agriculture, rural regions, and cities. The list spans dam safety upgrades, recycled water systems, groundwater recharge, flood risk reduction, and improved water conveyance. Recharge proposals could yield up to 2.2 million acre feet of additional storage in wet years, but await funding according to the letter to the legislature. The coalition also warned that critical conveyance upgrades across major water districts hinge on Proposition 4 funding, backed by organizations like the Northern California Water Association and agricultural water districts across the state. The coalition urged the legislature to recognize the urgency of climate-resilient water investments and fulfill the voters' mandate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. AgriPulse Open Mic. Jill Bramble, National 4-H Council. This week's AgriPulse Open Mic guest is Jill Bramble. She's president and CEO of the National 4-H Council. Over 100 years ago, the Cooperative Extension Service learned the younger generation was more eager to accept new science and technology. The growth was positive for farms and communities. Today, over 6 million young adults ages 8 to 19 are still embracing new technology to set career goals and improve the world around them. Jill Bramble, President and CEO of the 4-H Council, says a new farm bill is important to the continued success of growing the future of America through extension learning. HHS stops recognizing unions. The Department of Health and Human Services plans to de-recognize unions representing workers at some of its agencies. That according to the American Federation of Government Employees. An AFGE press release says six local AFGE chapters representing workers from the Centers for Disease Control, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and the Food and Drug Administration are affected. Whether or not HHS recognizes us on paper, we will continue standing together side by side as co-workers to defend our rights and protect the nation's health. That the word of Micah Niemeyer Walsh, a leader for AFGE Local 3840, which represents NIOSH employees in Ohio. EPA sides with biofuel industry on key issue. The battle over small refinery exemptions from the renewable fuel standard is moving to a new stage. On Friday, the agency granted small refinery exemptions for 5.34 billion credits, but the agency is now working on plans to reallocate credits issued for 2023 and later years. EPA issued exemptions for 5.34 billion credits, or renewable identification numbers, RINs. About $1.4 billion were for 2023 and 2024. The agency says it will have a draft supplemental rule ready in the near future. The biofuels industry welcomed EPA's plan to reallocate credits, but refiners blasted it. Chet Thompson, president and CEO of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturer, said piling on more than a billion gallons in additional reallocated mandates will do nothing other than increase imports, harm U.S. energy dominance, and cost consumers. Take note that reallocation plan is a win for corn and soybean growers and further evidence that the Trump administration is banking on biofuel policy to help shore up the ag sector. Trump 2.0 is all in on supporting biofuels and ag. That the word of University of Illinois economist Scott Irwin in a post on X. Ethanol group optimistic on pathway for year-round E15. Brian Jennings, the CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol, believes there's a critical mass of political support of the current Congress for permanent year-round E15. Jennings, in an interview with AgriPulse during ACE annual conference on Friday, said Congress ethanol champions have doubled down in their efforts to find a legislative vehicle for year-round E15 authorization. One such proposal was stripped from the 2024 year-ending spending package due to concerns about the bill's length. They knew they were so close to getting this done, and then to have that provision among many others removed left a bad taste in their mouth, Jennings said, of ethanol supporters in Congress. Possible vehicles. Well, Jennings said the upcoming appropriations bill or a continuing resolution, quote, could be a good target for year-round E15, while less likely, lawmakers could also use a manager's amendment to the skinny farm bill that may be weighed this fall. Here's today's final word. The job isn't finished yet. That Wine Institute president and CEO Robert P. Cook applauding Friday's announcement that Canada will be removing its tariff on U.S. wine while urging policymakers to lift remaining provincial sales bans on wine. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.